Welcome to the Mac Minutes, episode 157, Outsmarting the Porch Pirates Using the Ring Doorbell and Deliveries Application. Happy Holidays! This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will learn about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. Let's now go to the show. In this episode, we will discuss using technology to outsmart the porch pirates and have a secure shopping season. We will review Ring Doorbell devices and the deliveries application available in the Apple App Store. The combination of using these devices will go a long way in ensuring you get your packages this holiday season. Even though I am putting this podcast episode out on Black Friday for Cyber Monday, you can have your system up and running in minutes and start aggressively taking physical safeguards to ensure your precious items are not stolen. One of the first devices you need is a Ring Doorbell device. I have used these devices since their inception, when there was a single device, and during the beta testing. I've watched them evolve over the years and am quite familiar with their products. Now there are 7 devices, ranging in prices from $41.99 to $349.99. Quite the disparity. Which one you pick depends on your specific application at your home or business. The important takeaway is to get one over the next few weeks while substantial discounts are available, such as at Amazon and other retailers. There is the Video Doorbell, Video Doorbell 2, 3, and 4, Video Doorbell Pro and Pro 2, and Video Doorbell Elite. You can see pictures of these devices at macminutes.blubrry.com or at the company's website at ring.com, and I have a link at our Mac Minutes webpage. The Ring devices are all a little different, and I will cover each briefly, and a more detailed comparison of features can be made at ring.com. You do need Wi-Fi for the majority of the units, and the amount of data used is minimal. All Ring video doorbells send notifications to your phone, tablet, and PC when anyone presses your doorbell or triggers the built-in motion sensors. When you answer the notification, you can see, hear, and speak to visitors from anywhere. The main differences between each doorbell are their features and how they receive power. I use the Ring video doorbell, which is powered by an internal rechargeable battery and works on most homes. As you look at the other options, they vary in video resolution and adjustable motion detection that lets you fine-tune the sensitivity of your motion sensors. I use one of the least expensive, and it works great. Remember, Mac Minutes listeners, this device has survived several Alaskan winters and consistent sun in the summer. This is one of the reasons I got to participate in the beta test. My Ring video doorbell is powered by a removable battery pack. It features 1080 pixels HD video and adjustable motion detection. Ring Video Doorbell Pro models connect to existing doorbell wires for nonstop power. It features 1080 pixels HD video, a slim design, and customizable motion detection that lets you create and adjust your own motion zones. Ring Video Doorbell Elite uses power over Ethernet to connect to the internet and get power, ideal for new or remodeled homes. Video Doorbell Elite has a flush mount and a sleek design with customizable motion detection and 1080 pixel HD video. If you have a subscription to Ring Protect, videos captured by your doorbell will be saved to your Ring account for up to 60 days so you can review them at any time. Photos captured will be saved to your Ring account for up to 7 days. All Ring doorbells come with a free 30-day trial of Ring Protect. During or after the trial, you can choose to purchase a Ring Protect plan to save your videos and photos. Ring Protect plans are optional offerings that let you get the most out of your Ring devices. There are 2 tiers of Ring Protect plans, Basic and Plus. The Basic plan really applies to the doorbell systems, and the Plus system is for their alarm systems. The Ring Protect Basic Plan activates video recording, photo capture, and sharing for individual Ring doorbells and cameras. Again, it saves all your videos to your Ring account for up to 60 days and photos for up to 7 days, so you can review them and share them at any time. Ring Protect Basic Plans start at $3 a month per device, and there is an annual fee of $30, saving $6. Ring doorbells have been around for many years, and I would consider them well-tested. Now comes the time where you couple their technology hardware with the delivery software application to develop a system that will deter porch pirates and their opportunities. Let me describe a typical scenario I've experienced. I know of the package coming using the deliveries application, which I will cover more thoroughly in a couple minutes. When the Ring doorbell captures the delivery, I can communicate to the person and have them place the package within the door or placed in a more secure location. Then, depending on the item, I can stop by the house at lunch or have a friend secure the item until I get home. It's important to know what's coming and when it will arrive. This is our segue to the second part of the podcast, where I will review the deliveries application. The app is especially suited for the holiday season. It is available on iOS and macOS. It's won an Editor's Choice Award, and I've used it for many years. This is a great application for anyone who shops online, especially as we're in the holiday season. This application is not a newcomer. I have used it for many years and it has been field tested by thousands of users. To quantify that statement, it has a 4.8 rating out of 5 with more than 33,000 reviewers. Deliveries helps you keep track of all your packages so you always know when they're going to arrive, whether it's the latest gadget you've pre-ordered online or a new graphic novel you can't wait to dive in. Deliveries will keep tabs so you don't miss the doorbell. This application is especially helpful to stop porch pirates which plague our neighborhoods. For instance, we've had thieves follow the delivery service, which is mainly FedEx and UPS in my neighborhood, and as soon as the package was dropped off, the porch pirate would walk up to the door and retrieve it. This application helps put that to an end. I call them porch pirates, but they really are thieves, preying on us all. I will say this technology and application has the potential to catch thieves in the act and significantly increases the likelihood that you'll receive your packages. But remember, there are no items worth injury or your life. Generally, leave law enforcement to the police. I'll continue the application review in a second, but wanted to include some advice I received from the Anchorage Police Department here in Alaska. Many law enforcement organizations will have similar advice. This was their response. They asked you to report the theft twice, once to the police department and once to the appropriate mail service. If you have good suspect information like a name or license plate and or the theft is actively happening, call the dispatch at 311, option number 1. If you do not have any solid suspect information, the police department asks you to file a report online, which you can find at the website www.muni.org/police. The police said it's not uncommon to recover stolen items, to include mail while investigating other crimes. The more information we have regarding a criminal incident, the more opportunity we have to return the stolen property to its rightful owner and to build a case against the persons responsible. Please also report the theft to whomever delivered the mail that was subsequently stolen. If someone absconded with the contents of your mailbox, please report it to the United States Postal Service. If USPS delivered a package to your front door, which was later taken, also report it to the USPS. If another carrier delivered a package to your door, report the theft to that delivery service, FedEx, UPS, DHL, or others. If you see something, say something. The Ring app has a neighborhood watch app with local Ring users to notify each other, and there are other applications that do similar. A community effort can bring deterrence. Let's get back to the deliveries application. Deliveries also shows a summary of all of your shipments and counts down the days. Select a delivery for more information and see where it is on the map. If you'd like, you can view the shipping company's webpage or easily share the shipment over email, iMessage, or AirDrop. On the humorous side, I often get to see my Apple shipment originating in China, fly to Anchorage, and then fly to Nashville before it makes its way back up to Anchorage. I live near the airport, so I'm literally within a mile of my device. And if the wind is right, it probably flew over my house. Sure, it's only another day before I get the device, but it's like a child on the night before Christmas. Back to the application. Deliveries can even add estimated delivery dates to your calendar, and a Notification Center widget lets you quickly check your packages without opening the app. All your old deliveries are archived, so you can look them up again if you need to in a later date. Delivery supports dozens of services, including UPS, FedEx, U.S. Postal Service, DHL, TNT, Canada Post, and many others. You can also track orders from services like Amazon and Apple even before they ship. Delivery supports iPhone, iPad, and Mac. You can sync your deliveries between devices with iCloud or their proprietary June Cloud Sync. If you create a June Cloud account, you can add new shipments from any web browser. The application is $4.99 US, and more information can be found online at junecloud.com. So I hope you have a safe holiday season. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can go to Twitter at @minutes_Mac and on Facebook at Mac Minutes. If you are listening to this podcast on iTunes, please leave a review. Other places you can be involved with the podcast are at MacMinutesPodcast.com or at the Mac Minutes Podcast Group on Facebook, where you can provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. I also share articles from other knowledgeable tech journalists that I believe are informative. There's no spam, no cost, it's free. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes Podcast. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music Podcast, iHeartMedia Radio Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Chartable, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. So have a great weekend. We will talk to you again on the Mac Minutes Podcast. Happy holidays to you all.